Good morning. The disturbance that brought clouds and unsettled weather across parts of interior New York and New England yesterday is now shifting off and out into the Atlantic Ocean. In its place, high pressure at the surface is building in, and it's teaming up with a high pressure center in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. And the combination of the two will bring us more in the way of sunshine today and warmer temperatures as highs top out in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Across northern New York and New England, mid-70s across the I-90 corridor and points south. That high-pressure center will only strengthen at both the surface and the mid-levels of the atmosphere as we head into the weekend. The result will be a mostly clear night tonight with lows in the mid-40s to middle 50s, followed by plenty of sunshine tomorrow and highs up near 80 for Saturday afternoon. It'll remain near 80 degrees on Sunday afternoon with plenty of sunshine before a weak cool front slides in from the north to push temperatures back down into the 70s for Monday and Tuesday of next week with the chance of a few scattered showers. Right now it looks dry into the middle of next week with temperatures holding in the upper 60s and lower 70s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the northern high plains roughly southwestward to the southern California area is the surface reflection of a deep upper-level trough over the west coast. Rain will develop over parts of the Pacific Northwest and northern California through this evening. Rain will also move into parts of the northern Rockies today. Moisture from the Gulf of California will move northward along the boundary as showers and thunderstorms develop over parts of the Great Basin and southern Rockies. Upper-level jet dynamics will aid in producing an area of showers and thunderstorms with moderate rain extending from parts of the northern Rockies southward to the southwest by Saturday morning. Meanwhile, upper-level energy over western Texas, along with a westerly flow off the Gulf of Mexico, will produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of southern Texas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Menorca, Spain, at 6:19 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Carrasco, Uruguay, at 5 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low, 50, the average temperature, 59, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 89 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.82 inches below normal, and 27.67 inches for the year, which is 1.19 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 117, that's 18 above normal, and 125 for the season, which is 3 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 2007 and in 1920, and the record low, 29, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:45 p.m., 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, with areas of fog developing and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and mild today with highs reaching the lower to middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog developing by morning and lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the lower 80s. More sunshine on Sunday, remaining warm with highs around 80. On Monday and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds both days with the chance of a shower and highs in the lower to mid-70s. And on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs staying in the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.